The Manhattan Project was the code name for a project conducted during World War II to develop the first atomic bomb. The project was led by the United States and included participation from the United Kingdom and Canada. Formally designated as the Manhattan Engineer District, it refers specifically to the period of the project from 1942 to 1946 under the control of the United States Army Corps of Engineers, under the administration of General Leslie R. Groves. The scientific research was directed by American physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Born out of a small research program in 1939, the Manhattan Project eventually employed more than 130,000 people, and it cost nearly U.S. $2 billion, $22 billion in current value. It resulted in the creation of multiple production and research sites that operated in secret. With the total involved, this makes it one of the largest conspiracies in history. Entire towns were built for short periods of time. The government never admitted to it, the media never reported on it, and people had no idea for over 25 years. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. Asbestos. Between 1930 and 1960, manufacturers did all they could do to prevent the link between asbestos and respiratory diseases, including cancer, becoming known so they could avoid prosecution. American workers had in fact sued the John Manville Company as far back as 1932, but it was not until 1962 that epidemiologists finally established beyond any doubt what company bosses had known for a long time. And what is that? Asbestos causes cancer. Watergate. Republican officials spied on the Democratic National Headquarters from the Watergate Hotel in 1972. While conspiracy theories suggested underhanded dealings were taking place, it wasn't until 1974 that White House tape recordings linked President Nixon to the break-in and forced him to resign. The Tuskegee Syphilis Study. The United States Public Health Service carried out this clinical study on 400 poor black Americans with syphilis from 1932 to 1972. During the study, the men were given false and sometimes dangerous treatments, and adequate treatment was intentionally withheld so the agency could learn more about the disease. While the study was initially supposed to just last 6 months, it continued for 40 years, and close to 200 of the men died from syphilis or related complications by the end of the study. And this was sold to you as a theory. Operation Northwoods. In the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro from power. The plans included committing acts of terrorism in the U.S. and their cities, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers, blowing up a U.S. ship, assassinating Cubans, sinking boats of Cuban refugees, hijacking airplanes. The plans were all approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but were reportedly rejected by the civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. Author James Bamford, A Pretext for War, discusses the declassified Operation Northwoods documents, revealing that in 1962, here it is again, the CIA was planning to stage phony terrorist attacks on the U.S. and blame it on Cuba to start a war. And again, America, this was sold to you as a theory. The Iran-Contra Affair. In 1985 and in 1986, the White House authorized government officials to secretly trade weapons with the Israeli government in exchange for the release of U.S. hostages in Iran. The plot was uncovered by Congress in 1987, and don't forget, America, this was sold to you as a theory. It's important to take note as well, friends, that the Iran-Contra was also a cover-up for CIA drug smuggling in Arkansas as well. August 23, 1987, in a rural community just south of Little Rock, Arkansas, police officers murdered two teenage boys because they witnessed a police-protected drug drop. The drop was part of a drug smuggling operation.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain. Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and we are going to continue on here, friends. As we start to see the dust settle concerning what's going on here with the Kirk assassination, I think it's getting more obvious, and that's why I say let's not jump to conclusions. And we're not going to jump to conclusions outside of the obvious. But what we're going to do is we're just going to show you how this is pre-planned nonsense. Some of the stuff I'm going to show you and some of the stuff that you're going to hear today is going to be so blatantly obvious as to how they pre-plan what it is that they do through soothsayers. Some will say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, I mean like on September 9th, a book on assassination of Charlie Kirk is released. Does anybody think that's a little abnormal? And then to add to that, I got some audio video concerning the response in the morning over Charlie Kirk back in the beginning of September by the said rabbi from Israel. And in one of the things that we keep hearing over and over and over again is he was assassinated because he spoke out against Israel. Okay? I want to say this too before we get going, because I want to play this video for you, audio for you really quick before the first segment's over with. Some people say that this is all conspiracy theory. How many times have you said that, where those theories actually came true? Why is it that people, and the only ones selling you that narrative, are the ones that are responsible for covering and or are responsible for the conspiracy itself? That's not suspect. That's not speculative. That's common sense. Why do we act like it's a thing of the past and it would never happen today? Well, look at it, Jeremiah 11:9. There's a conspiracy among you. Take the time to read Matthew Henry's commentary on Jeremiah 11:9, and it will describe perfectly as to what you're seeing play out in front of your faces today. Okay, so it's timeless. The devil doesn't have any new cards in his deck, friends. It's the same thing with new technology. That's it. But it's the same cycle. And we're seeing that same cycle, okay? I think people in America today, after this assassination of Charlie Kirk, I think they forgot about the Epstein files. I think they forgot about the created crisis that has murdered over 30 million people. I mean, the list goes on. I'm not going to go down that list right now. But you know what I did is I took the time and I just thought, you know, Lord, how many kings or people that were going to the throne, that were chosen of you, that were sitting on the throne, how many of them were actually murdered? Have you ever heard of Eglon, king of Moab? He was assassinated by the judge Ehud. Nadab, king of Israel, he was murdered by a Baasha, who became his successor. So you see who's doing the assassination is the one that takes the throne, right? We have none other than Elah, king of Israel, murdered by Zimri, who seized the throne. Hello? Just like Johnson, when he seized the throne after Kennedy was assassinated, when he began to reverse all of the roles and all of those legislative acts of John F. Kennedy concerning Vietnam, and the list goes on. We have Jeroboam, king of Israel. He was assassinated by Jehu, who became the king. We have Zechariah, king of Israel, murdered by Shalom, who usurped the throne. Do you understand? Shalom, king of Israel, he was assassinated by Menahem, who became his successor. I'm talking to all of you people out there that call yourselves Christians. It's right in your book. Okay? We have Pekahiah, king of Israel, murdered by Pekah, who then became king. Do you see how this works? Who wants the power, they do the assassination. Okay? Pekah, king of Israel, again assassinated by Hoshea, who then became the king. Folks, well, what's the difference here? We're talking about Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated, who was a sacrificial lamb, who is speaking out against those that put him in the position that he was in. I explained all of that to you yesterday. Folks, do you realize that Charlie Kirk, out of the gate, do you know what his national net worth was? I'm talking about what came into his ministry on a yearly basis. $140 million. Where was that money coming from? Much of it from what? Jewish investors in America. Much of it came from modern-day Israel to drive their narrative. And that's exactly what he did up until the last couple weeks of his life. Do you understand? Until he became aware of what was going on. Here, I want to show you something just to validate what I'm saying again. And with the help of my friends out there that are actually doing their job and not taking this lying narrative, and I'll show you Michael Savage because we got it beeped out concerning his expletives throughout the show. I'll play that piece for you in just a couple minutes as well. But I want you to see what's going on right now, because what is happening, in fact, friends, is people are asking the question, why is Netanyahu calling the shots? Why is Donald Trump playing up to him? Why is a foreign power dictating what our said representatives are doing? Oh, friends, listen to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com.
50 states, one Israel. What is that? Well, the state of Israel just posted this on their Instagram a few hours ago. Quote, the 50 states, one Israel delegation has landed in Israel. 250 American legislators will spend the coming week in Israel and experience it as it truly is. By doing this kind of thing, which I guess is required for all U.S. government officials. Okay, I just want to point out to everybody that since Charlie Kirk was assassinated on September 10th, the U.S. government has blocked the Epstein files release, passed an amendment that banned the Pentagon from boycotting Israel, proposed a bill for Marco Rubio to revoke passports for critics of Israel. The House also approved $650 million for Israel's missile defense. And as you just saw there, Marco Rubio visited Israel. And now, once again, there are 250 legislators in Israel at the 50 states, one Israel delegation being serenaded with Somewhere Over the Rainbow, a song known as a Project Monarch trigger for mind control MK Ultra slaves to activate them to do bidding against their will. And this is all totally normal, right?
Folks, that's all coming from today's conservatives. That's coming from the conservatives of the day that are paying attention as to what's going on here. Okay. In the meantime, before I start showing you some pictures here, I do want to point you to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check out those articles, friends. Those articles are given unto you by the sons of Issachar in the present, who know the times, that are a part of the culture war, that are willing to hold to the Bible and the Constitution in showing you the guilty party concerning the crimes that are being committed against the American people today. Along with that, subscribe to that page. Also go to our schedule. Also go to our store, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to know who we are and what it is that we've been doing for 25 25 years on radio and in ministry, though I've been in ministry for 30 years. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. Be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders.
Hi, I'm 0.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number 2, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number 3, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number 4, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see that Rumble people are having an issue right now. Isn't that interesting, friends? And don't think for one moment that's happening by chance. That's what they're doing across the boards. They're right now trying to censor anybody that speaks out against their movement, which they've been pushing for over 150 years in this country, in an attempt to create a new world order. Okay, you just heard the last piece. If you didn't, then you're going to have to rewind the show and watch it for yourself and understand what we're talking about. We're moving forward here. As I said yesterday, what's happening as well with guns, I knew that after this assassination, just to show you how many people out there that are absolutely stupid, not, I'm being facetious, and they want you to go along with their narrative that everybody's just going along with it. If that's the case, then why is it after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, why is it that so many people are going out and actually buying guns? Here it is, Forbes. Gun stocks surge after the assassination, Charlie Kirk's killing. Of course. Yeah. Folks, they just want you to believe. They want you to believe that they're speaking for you. Do you not understand that? That's what this is all about. That's how they get away with what they get away with. Isn't it also interesting to note, friends, that our freedom fighters are now the ones that are doing the attacking when it comes to those that are expressing themselves either yay or nay concerning the assassination of Charlie Kirk? I think people don't understand when I say uniparty system, that both of those in the uniparty system are players on the board of their handlers concerning the foreign power that is dictating what's going on here. Under the hand of my Father, in Jesus' name, Deuteronomy 20, verse 63. The right blames the straw man, which does not exist, called the left. The left is the fruit of the right. Much of what's going on in this country right now, friends, is the fruit of the right because of their tolerance. Their job is to enforce the law in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Not to be leaning on them, so on and so forth. And we can already see, folks, what this is all about due to the fact that Mrs. Pam Bondi, the little wicked witch of the South right now, is she's talking about how big and bad she is and she's going to prosecute this person and that person. Oh, wait a second, but not Donald Trump for his name being on the Epstein files over thousands of times. People, look what's going on here. Pam Bondi threatened to prosecute private employee at Office Depot for not printing Charlie Kirk vigil flyers. Hey, folks, those people have every right in the world to do what they so choose to do, and the government has no business coming in. They're not doing anything unlawful. Wait a second, I thought they were the ones that are here fighting for your rights. I thought these were the ones that were responsible for making sure the laws are enforced so that the American people remain free. That's what they swore to do concerning their old Numbers 30 verse 2. But is that what they're doing? Absolutely not. Just the opposite. See, people don't understand that what you see as the right today, they're creating their political opposition, and then they're doing the best to try to get people to gang up on their political opposition to see it their way. Well, let me ask you something. Who's responsible for the creation of it in the first place? That's all you got to do is think about it. Okay? It's catching up to them. Here's another one. Pam Bondi threatened to prosecute private employee for not printing vigils of Charlie Kirk. Hey, folks, I hope you're wide awake as to what's going on right now. Here's Donald Trump. He decided to go ahead and threaten a reporter to his face because now they're the ones that are using hate speech. Wait a second. I thought hate speech was something that was created by what they call the left. No, they're the ones that are now using it against their political opposition, and they want you to follow the lead blindly. Read Matthew 15:14. The blind lead the blind, they're all going to end up in the ditch. That's where they're bringing themselves. See, what's happening, friends, right now is they're being found out. Through their own tactics, they're reaping what they sowed. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. They think they're above God's law, but when in fact they're finding that they are not. That word, when it says that you're going to reap what you sow, is coming back to play, and it's about to bite you. That's what's happening. So what do? You begin to resort the way that you know how to resort. You just start calling them names, start demeaning them. You can barely hear it.
A lot of your allies say hate speech is free speech. You probably go after people like you.
See, so what does he do? Just like he always does, friends. He's talking about hate in his heart, demeaning him concerning the real question. Why is it that you denounce hate speech, but yet now you're the ones decrying hate speech? See, they don't like the truth. And I just want to say this again, folks, in laying this out there for you. You better understand those that are on this administration, they're all bringing you the same direction. They're all out in modern-day Israel, as you just seen. See, while the people have awakened to the fact that something's very, very wrong concerning what's going on here, what are they doing? They're attacking their own political opposition. At the end of the day, guess who their political opposition is? You and me. If we dare stand on the side of the Word of God and the Constitution. Here, let me show you another player, and she's bad. She's a bad actress. She really is. They're selling her as a freedom fighter as well. Her name is Rep. Nancy Mace. I want you to check her out.
Here I am standing outside of the anti-American Ilhan Omar's office.
So they're not going to prosecute Ilhan Omar for insurrection. They're not going to prosecute her for treason. They're just going to use the weapon of Ilhan Omar right now to go after their political opponents. Okay? Did you hear what I said? This is selective injustice is what it is.
Tomorrow we will file a privileged motion to censure her and to strip her of her committee assignments.
Oh.
She is inciting violence against conservatives in the wake of Charlie Kirk's political assassination. She is dehumanizing.
Aren't these the same people, friends, that want you to believe that they have a right to do what they're doing? Like, for example, have a woman come from Somalia and then go ahead and commit the act of treason in support of our enemies or the enemies that we've been told about by the same body of people that call themselves the right? Isn't that what's going on? Yeah. Hey, folks, there's nothing new going on here. They're doing the opposite of what they said. Here, I want to show you something as well. A friend of mine just sent this over, who is an employee of Delta, just to show you how the fascist state is moving forward. And it shows that they are working along with the corruption in the halls of government. That's what makes it a fascist state. And it is unlawful in this country. Put it up against Isaiah 28, verse 18. It says, from Delta, Ed Bastian, okay? This week, we were made aware of Delta employees whose social media content related to the recent murder of activist Charlie Kirk went well beyond healthy, respectful debate. These social posts stand in stark contrast to our values and our social media policy, and these employees have been suspended pending an investigation. Violations of our social media policy can carry meaningful consequences, including termination. Now listen carefully. Remember that we all represent Delta at all times. In any forum, it's essential that we act in ways that uphold our shared values and the human connection that define us. Wait a second. Isn't this the same company that advocates for DEI and highlights the fact that they need to hire more people of color by stereotyping anybody but the people that they want to so choose? You want to talk about the word racist if you want to go there? That's them. So when they need to use it, they come out, they use it against the people. They try to use it both ways, friends. It's like the Supreme Court. You know, they're the ones that are talking about lines between church and state, which does not exist, which came from the ACLU head, Mr. Baldwin, Roger Baldwin, who said the ACLU and the end of it is communism. There's no such thing as lines between church and state. Prove me wrong in the founding documents. No, but when they want to use lines between church and state, then they incite that which does not exist, and they use it against people of faith in the public school realm, for an example. So they use it when they need to use it, and then at other times when they come in, and then they try to redefine marriage by saying men can marry men and women can marry women, all of a sudden there's no such thing as lines between church and state. It's exactly what these corporations are doing. Friends, I'm here to tell you, you are in dangerous times right now. You are in some serious times right now because of what you believe, or should I say, what in your mind you define as good is not good. What you define in your mind as being the right is not the right. It's being used against you. And how many different ways does this need to be spun by people that are digging in and sharing the truth of the matter in reference to the law and condemning those that are responsible for committing the crime or transgressing law before people start to wake up? Read Romans 3:20. Put that up against Exodus 20, friends. What's happening here is this is history repeating itself again. Everything that you need to know concerning the responsible party who's attempting to overthrow who we are, namely what you call the right today, they are the ones that are tolerating those crimes that have been used to, or groups of people that have been used without bringing justice upon them as what? Political battering rams. People, you have to wake up. I'm going to come back on the other side. I'm going to get over to Charlie Kirk's wife, and I want to propose for your consideration some information that may have been overlooked. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, you do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention. The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government,
and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Okay, so yesterday, thank you, Barb. Totally appreciate it. Yesterday, I highlighted the fact that Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Charlie Kirk were all recruited. And then out of nowhere, Charlie's the one that took the bait. So did Candace. And so did Ben Shapiro. People have figured out who Ben Shapiro is. He said it last week when he's being confronted by Charlie, who came to the light concerning Israel and what they were responsible for and what they continuously be responsible for, in fact. Interestingly enough, after he's assassinated, Ben Shapiro said he's going to pick up that bloody mic and carry it. It's going to fall to the ground. It's also interesting to know that J.D. Vance, the vice president of the United States of America, is going to take over the show. Charlie Kirk's show. Isn't that amazing how that works? Folks, they were taking in $140 million. You want to know why all the politicians were a part of that? Because they were being funded by Israel to drive their narrative. That's why the politicians were so accessible to Charlie Kirk. They were using Charlie. He was going to be the sacrificial lamb. Here, let me show you some more stuff here. Just had a friend just a couple minutes ago concerning Candace Owens, and I want you to listen carefully because I told you Candace Owens.
Do you want to say
is,
this?
Candace Owens is tied in with the Rothschilds as well. And again, keep in mind, she's never been deplatformed. Ben Shapiro's never been deplatformed. Charlie Kirk was. No, they were all given the platforms that they so chose or choose to have. That's a fact. That's how this all works. I explained that yesterday. Listen to yesterday's show. Well, a friend of ours that's watching right now just happened to send this over only to solidify and to affirm the point that I was making before. Candace is all about herself, friends. There's pictures of both her and Charlie together with Make America Great Again on their hats where they're giving the messianic sign. This isn't speculation. I'm going to get into more of that, but I want you to hear this really quick. This is brand new.
It's important because I am angry. I will obviously, I pray to move on from this phase, but it's a fire in my belly right now. To those of you who think that you are going to replace Charlie Kirk, okay, kings are born, you don't just get to depose and tell us that we're going to follow this individual, okay? I'm one of the Masons of Turning Point USA. You put a shill in Charlie Kirk's chair, in Charlie Kirk's company, and you try to tell us to follow that individual, I will be an enemy of you.
Oh, no.
I don't. There will.
Folks, Candace has a real high opinion of herself. And you know, like Donald Trump, who never did anything to get to the position of being the president of corporate America, he was groomed for 30 years on television in a favorable light. He's just like the Kardashians, who never did a thing in their lives to basically garner all the favor that they have. They became famous for doing absolutely nothing. Now, Donald Trump, you know what history is going to teach us? He became famous for destroying the people that worshipped him blindly and the same country. Did you hear what Candace just said? She just got done telling you that she was a Mason. Did you hear me? She just told you, I'm a Mason. She didn't mince words. Here, can I show you something really quick just to prove the point? This is Charlie Kirk's honeypot wife. Laying this out there for you. 281-845-4704. She has on her necklace, right next to a Christian cross, the cross of a knight of magistral grace. It's the Order of the Malta. I don't care how evil they are. I'm humored by the game they're playing temporally. They're playing with their eternity by being a part of the club so they can have an easier way through life. These are the ones that sold their souls for what they're receiving. Here, Bradley, you just said honeypot. What does that mean? Here, listen to this. Again, just laying this out for your consideration. That's all I'm doing. I want to say it again. Just laying this out there for your consideration. Check this out.
Kirk is a honeypot, or the Christian conservative wife that we have seen her being all these years. People have been claiming she may be a honeypot since they started dating. And if you don't know what a honeypot is, it's beautiful, usually very intelligent women who are intentionally put next to a man in rising power or is already in a place of power as a way to control them, motivate them, keep them on the course, basically. People who put these two people together want her to keep him going on that track. The more you find out about Erica Kirk, it's interesting to see the honeypot theory. 5 years older than him, she was a double major, had a doctorate, law degree. Whenever she met him, she already had very successful careers. She was a beauty pageant queen. People know this. She's Miss Arizona. She ran for Miss USA, but she was also an athlete and had a very successful basketball career and was a member of the NCAA. She also started clothing lines. The list just keeps going. She's also modeled, acted, and a casting director. And Erica herself has even founded nonprofit organizations. I think that's why a lot of people who know all this about her are comparing her to Serena Joy. But people who don't know this about her are comparing her to that crazy conservative Christian from True Blood. And I feel like the more you know about Erica, it's going to be interesting to see what Erica Kirk achieves in the next months, years, how Charlie was so much more successful once he aligned himself with her, whether she was a honeypot or not.
Okay, so for your consideration, is it true? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. I'm just showing you the facts. I'm just showing you the fruit hanging on the branch of what's going on here. Do you know that they're now calling Erica Kirk the most powerful woman in the world? You know how J.D. Vance took the throne of Charlie Kirk, his radio show? They're talking now a run as J.D. Vance runs for presidency, that she may be running as the VP. This is just speculation out there right now. But this is right here in front of your faces. What you need to see, and I'm going to show you some more, building a legacy, remembering Charlie Kirk. Remarks delivered by Erica Kirk. Donald Trump, who, by the way, owned the pageantry that Erica Kirk won. She lived in New York for 3 years as a casting director and as a actor. I want you to look at the lineup. All of these Zionists, Marco Rubio, RF Kennedy Jr., Pete Hegseth, Tulsi Gabbard, Donald Trump Jr., Tucker Carlson, Sergio Gore, Susan Scott. Doesn't anybody have any discernment at all concerning what's going on here. Now, you just said, Bradley, she was on television programs like that woman that was just talking about the honeypot. Well, that wasn't speculation neither. I want you to go ahead and check this one out so you can see who Erica is and look at the position that she had. She was on a dating program, folks. Dating program. And I want you to check it out.
Video. Joey, you know she's an actress? I said, well, of course she's an actress. Like, no. She was on Bravo, a show called Summer House. And would you believe it? Season 11, episode 3 for your 113. And you'll see in the clip, orange drinks, orange belt. I think she's wearing a black and white duality. You guys, it's all a fucking show.
Wow, sorry about that. Did not know he was going to swear. Forgive me. This is her. What is she doing, folks? She's introducing friends to men. She's introducing her friend to other men. It's a dating show. Does anybody think this is a little odd? Okay, Epstein down. P. Diddy down. You seen what this is all about, friends? It's getting more obvious as to what's going on, and people are beginning to understand why she was so callous. Now, I'll show you that in a moment. This is Charlie Kirk's wife. And they're talking about how they won Miss Arizona and Miss America. Well, they both worked for Donald Trump. Maybe their names were on the Epstein list. Is that speculation? I don't think so. I don't think so. Because, folks, when I say it's getting weirder, it is getting weirder and weirder. I want to play this for you really quick, and I want you to listen carefully because this is the sentiment of the people 8 to 10 out there right now. The mainstream media wants you to think that it's lunacy to question what's going on here. Again, I'm laying this out there for your consideration. Let me say it again. I'm laying this out there for your consideration. The dust is still settling, but things are popping out that are more obvious than they were yesterday. Because people, American patriot Christians, first Christians, are doing their job, Ephesians 5:11, and standing up against the nonsense concerning what they're trying to throw on us. Check this one out. Okay. It's blocking my ability. There we go. Okay, I was going to say it was blocking my ability to actually turn the volume on. Check this out.
But then I saw this, and I'm like, something doesn't look right. Something doesn't feel right about this. And I'm not trying to judge a grieving widow, you guys, or how she's grieving. It's just, it fell off. I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, I love you. That's a Masonic symbol. His button's undone on his jacket, by the way. Look at her rings. Big G on one of them. The other one's an all-seeing eye. One of the rings is Masonic. They're doing it right in front of you, people. Weird. See, people are bothered.
I find it odd how close the camera person is to Erica's face in this moment. If you want to record the moment, I understand, but why would they be all up in her face like that? Someone in my comment section on another platform posted that she was just showing the world the impact that Charlie Kirk's death had on her. However, then that would mean that this wasn't a genuine moment, and she handed someone a phone and said, hey, will you record this moment for me so I can post it on Instagram later? To me, that's odd. Immediately following his funeral, Erica gets on live stream.
Okay, so I'm going to hold over on this, and I'm going to come right back to it. Folks, I got a lot to get in the next segment, and I'm going to show you some of the conservatives and how jacked they're, and I'm happy to see that they're coming to the light. This is awesome, but again, folks, we all have to stand up together and push back and hold these people accountable. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution
offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Patriot Approved presents nationally syndicated Bradley Dean, the host of the Sons of Liberty broadcast, Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. New Hope Baptist Church, 2011 Lincoln Road, Allegan, Michigan. Bring your youth, bring your friends to listen to Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty. This is a presentation of Patriot Approved.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSradio.com.
Okay, for the sake of time, folks, I got some stuff to get in here in the next segment, and I want to finish the last piece. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, you are being lied to from start to finish. We have a honeypot here is what it looks like. Let's listen in on the rest of this last piece, and then we'll pick up the next piece. I want to bring you over to Michael Savage just to show you the intensity of what the mainstream media is trying to suppress and temper down.
Immediately following his funeral, Erica gets on live stream and gives almost a 17-minute speech on Kirk's life. But she keeps doing this whispering thing where it's like she's about to emotionally break down, but then she snaps right back out of it and starts talking normal again. And she does this several times.
Who struggled heroically, to save this chair.
Weird, man.
He loved what he did.
So disingenuous, man.
I want to thank the millions of people who have been so well bringing him home. You both are tremendous. I want to thank...
It's feeling off.
I would say it's feeling off, especially with what's coming to the light now. It's way off, okay? It's way off. All the people that are... basically tagging themselves to Charlie Kirk are the ones that are going to be doing his memorial service, and they're all Zionist. Aren't those that he began to speak out against? Absolutely. Let me show you one more piece, and then we're going to get over to Michael Savage. I will get it in before the end of the show, I promise.
2012 wins Miss Arizona, competes in Miss
This
USA,
is Erica Kirk.
Dot, 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 Trump. Okay, want to know something really weird? So she had said it in a podcast
that she had never competed in pageants and had never done any modeling before. Until one day, she receives an invitation in the mail to become a model and start doing pageants. And the pageants that she started doing were Miss USA pageants owned by Trump. So she modeled
for Trump.
She was one of Trump's pageant girls. But did you know that she was also a casting director at the same time that she was doing all of this stuff for Trump? Now, she doesn't specify on her website if she worked as a casting director for Trump, but around the time that she was claiming to be a casting director, she also owned a ministry that was working with the U.S. military in Romania. The area in Romania where she was operating this ministry had a bunch of locals accusing these evangelical ministries of kidnapping children and trafficking them out of the country. These children were being found in the UK, in Israel, and were also being sent to undisclosed private islands. Locals demanded authorities look into it, but they never did. Now, Charlie Kirk really wanted the Epstein files released, but did his wife? Prior to marrying Charlie Kirk, she was a multi-millionaire on her own, and since his passing, she's also amassed all of his wealth plus an additional at least $5 million in donations. She's currently considered the most powerful woman in the United States, with mega fans begging her to run as vice president in 2028. Let's talk about their first date, because it was actually a job interview. Back in 2018...
Right on cue. Right on cue. The sheeple just go right along without even knowing all the facts. They're begging her to become the vice president. Listen to this. This is important that you hear this one as well. We're trying to get this guy online right now with us on the show. Check out his pertinent information as well. It gets weirder.
All, you know, Charlie Kirk murder, all the theories going around, and you know that he was starting to question Israel online like quite a bit and all their politics.
If Bibi Netanyahu, if he does something I don't like, and if I criticize it, am I like a bad Christian?
Absolutely not.
And Jewish donors, they have a lot of explaining to do, a lot of decoupling to do. Okay, that is a form of ethnically cleansing, because 20% of Israel is Arab. Muslim.
Correct.
20%.
We as the American people deserve to have every Epstein file released with no redaction whatsoever, period.
This is a beast created by secular Jews. And now it's coming for Jews, and they're like, what on earth happened? And it's not just the colleges. It's the nonprofits. It's the movies. It's Hollywood. It's all of it. It's like time for you guys to wake up and say no more. Draw a line in the sand. I don't care if you hate me.
So knowing all of that, knowing that pretty much every conspiracy theory thread that you see online, if you look at the comments and it just says Israel, 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 and whether or not the deep state part of Israel was involved in this.
Just like USS Liberty, JFK, 9/11, COVID, and now Epstein.
So you'd think knowing all of that, and you just happen to be the top rabbi for Israel, David Yosef, and you were ready to post on X a condolence letter to the Kirk family, you probably wouldn't want to date it on September 2nd.
His condolence.
Yes, this is on Israel Heritage Foundation on X right
folks,
now. Go take your own screenshot.
Yep.
I'm the top
rabbi. And listen, the head rabbi in Israel sent a condolence letter on the behalf of Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated on September 2nd. It's the same stuff that they're doing, friends, on The Simpsons. They're forecasting all of this through their soothsayers, and the Lord calls it an abomination. So you're literally, folks, they're calling things out for 2030, so on and so forth, because they already have it laid out as to what they want to do. Remember what Roosevelt said, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Folks, unless you stand up, they're going to get their way. Let me finish this.
Rabbi for the entire state of Israel. Don't worry about proofreading this or double checking any of the dates or anything like that. Especially when the entire world is watching our every move and the genocide we're committing in Gaza. Post this right now. Could September 2nd just be a typo, even though it was posted on either the 15th or the 16th, where there is no 2 at all? Or are they putting it right up there?
They're putting it right up there, folks. People need to wake up. Yesterday, we had highlighted the fact that these eyewitnesses said that the shooter was right next to Charlie Kirk. The FBI's coming out and saying something that is just absolutely insane. And I want to bring you over to Michael Savage right now. I'm just showing you. I'm not advocating for Michael. I'm not, you know, denouncing him. I'm just saying that what he said was fantastic outside of his expletives. In the information that he's bringing out right now concerning the narrative that the FBI, once again, who is known to protect conspirators in fact, who are trying to do their best to distract you from where it did happen concerning the assassination, to just like what they did with JFK, just like they did with RFK, just like they did with MLK, just like they did with Ruby Ridge, just like they did with Columbine, just like they did with Mandalay Bay, just like they did with Maui, just like they did with the Palisades. When are you going to wake up, people? Really. Here, I got to play this. This is fantastic. I high five him for coming out and being bold enough to do what he should have been doing a long time ago, but I think in many ways he probably was.
It's wrong. I know I shouldn't do this. I'm risking an awful lot to go up against this FBI, the MAGA FBI. Something's very wrong with what I just heard. I mean, I watched it. I was hoping that they had caught the bastard who shot Charlie. So we saw a video of a person jumping off the roof. It looked very legitimate to me. However, there was no rifle in his hand. Now, the Mauser does not break down very easily, incidentally, for those of you who know weapons. Something's wrong with the whole thing. They're trying to claim he removed the barrel from the Mauser and fit the receiver and stock in his backpack and barrel in his pants leg. All in 2 seconds. It is not easy to remove a Mauser barrel or index it after reinstalling and remain accurate. We are not hearing or seeing reality. And by the way, the photo of the rifle allegedly left in the woods has the barrel installed. So we're supposed to believe a guy is on the run after killing Charlie Kirk and he pauses in the woods to reinstall a barrel. And then he leaves it for us to find, the FBI to find. I don't believe a word of it. I shouldn't do this. I know I'm putting myself at risk. But I can't take it anymore. I can't take the from this government. It's lying to us. Something's wrong. Something's so wrong. It's sickening. Look at this idiot. They found the rifle and they're getting the prints. Are you stupid? Are you that stupid?
Michael Savage.
Are you that dumb? The man jumps off the roof. There's no rifle there. Oh, it's in his backpack. I just told you, moron, that this rifle doesn't break down that easily. And then it's supposed to be reassembled while he's on the run. Wait, I'll stop now and reassemble it and leave it in the woods in a box wrapped in a towel. He left breadcrumbs. Oh, and the trans stuff on the cartridges. Something is wrong with this whole picture. I am persona non grata in this White House. I will tell you right now, I flew with Donald Trump in Air Force One. I consider him close to me. I have not been able to get near him since this administration took hold. They have thrown me out. They have castigated, thrown me in the desert. They don't want me near them. They don't want real truth tellers near them. Sean Hannity, immediately, that pimp scumbag, goes on the air and repeats the government lie, that lousy son of a b-. How the f*** does Sean Hannity live with himself? Well, we just prove, and he had the... Sean, you know what? Kept animal. You're like a whore. Kept in a brothel. Sean Hannity, you've always been a brothel. You have hit a new low, Hannity, and... Something is wrong. Somebody killed this young guy, and everyone is asking who done it, and we're supposed to believe they think we're this stupid? So Kash Patel is there and he doesn't say a word, and Donald Trump's in the Yankee Stadium? What the hell is going on here? I'm just an American citizen who's been in the business of observing since I'm 18 years old, and I don't buy one word of this narrative, not one single word.
Okay, wrong. Folks, so what you're seeing is you're seeing people very well aware of what's going on here. So with that, folks, I'm sure there's going to be a ton of new information coming out tomorrow. I'm really exhausted concerning what we're doing here, but I do want you to be very careful as to who you're listening to. And because so many of these wells are poisoned. There's so many of these... by the way, Stephen Bannon, he's another one. He's a Zionist. He'll tell you this. You have to be careful of these people. They're fronting for the people that are meaning to overthrow who we are as a people. That's what they're doing. I can't reiterate the point. when the devil comes to Jesus and said, just bow down and worship me and I'll give all of this to you. No, you need to stand up and say, no, it is written. Thou shalt worship only the Lord thy God. Period. Exclamation. These people sold their soul for this temporal life only to face an eternity into the hell that they're going to face. That's a pretty foolish move, isn't it? I mean, there's the definition of a fool right there. But there's a lot of fools. These people have not come to the conclusion that when they lie and they steal and they kill for somebody, that they're going to do the same thing to them when they are no longer needed. It's just that simple. See, those that lie, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. 19:9 of Proverbs. Thou shalt not murder. What's the consequence of murder? You shall be delivered up to God. Not Numbers 35:33. You shall not steal. They're stealing to make gain of who they're stealing from. Because somehow or another, the devil said it's okay to do it. Don't worry about it. We got all these agencies we'll use to protect you in the process of doing so. What happens when they don't need you anymore? You're going to have to answer that question because I can't. But I'm telling you this, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse 8, 2 Corinthians 5:10. You're going to face off with your judge concerning what you do and what you don't do in this life. Amen? I will talk to you in 23 hours. Folks, there's so much information coming out. We're not coming to any conclusions outside of the obvious. And we're just bringing information to lay out there for your consideration concerning the truth of the matter, because they're concealing the best that they can the truth of the matter. And we're not going to let that happen in Jesus' name. Amen? Okay, read Luke 12:2 when I'm done here. I will talk to you in 23 hours.